Well, good morning, everyone. I'm back. It's Thursday morning, and my name is Tom Moulton, and I am the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. And every Thursday, I bring you someone from the tourism industry that is so anxious to tell you all the things they are doing, and especially today. But first, I want to let everyone know that this show is brought to you by Visit Tucson, our friends and partners in tourism, as well as Dr. Ackerley, who's here every Monday and Friday at 9 a.m. And then the other days during the week, we have wonderful hosts that talk about all the things there are, especially the folks that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty in our community leaders. So, well, welcome and good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Tom.
What you hear, that sweet voice in the background, is Roxanne Holly, and she's from the Tucson Auto Museum. Been around for about 3 years or so. Boy, then she has some news. Well, maybe we'll get one little secret, maybe two little secrets today, Roxanne, from you, because this is what this show is all about. No one else is really kind of featuring weekly all the wonderful attractions that we have here in Southern Arizona, and I guess I would say, you know, across Arizona as well, certainly with the Grand Canyon being our mother ship up there in Northern Arizona. But we're here to talk today about the Tucson Auto Museum. But before that, since Roxanne, you are really new as the new executive director of the Tucson Auto Museum, so I thought it's always good in the morning to hear about who are the folks that are across from you on the microphone. So Roxanne, let's listen very carefully about the things that have brought you here in Tucson.
Well, again, thank you for having me here this morning, Tom. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be with the Tucson Auto Museum. And yes, you're correct. I am new with the museum. And the museum is not that old. It's just a few years old. But it's very exciting. I have spent most of my life in my career in the nonprofit sector. And the Tucson Auto Museum is a 501c3 organization. Most of my career has been in the CFO realm. And so I was with Easter Seals Blake Foundation, which actually started as the Cerebral Palsy Foundation of Southern Arizona, Inc., way back when. Grew up with the organization. And when I saw the Tucson Auto Museum, I saw an opportunity to bring a lot of the things that I learned and experienced with the Easter Seals Blake Foundation organization to help bring the Tucson Auto Museum to our community in a bigger way, where people could be more familiar with it, could enjoy what we have to offer, and that we can give back into the community and have an impact.
Now, car shows in particular have been very popular throughout Southern Arizona, and you're the big car show that goes on every day.
Yes, we are. We are.
And you have, I understand, we are going to hear today a little bit about your new location that's going to be opening up. Now, we saw fall, and now the latest I heard was as quick as you can in January.
Everyone is chomping at the bit.
Yes.
Including ourselves, to get up and open at the new location, which is going to be at 4825 North Sabino Canyon Road, which is the old Hidden Valley Inn restaurant location.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to bring that back into the hospitality, the entertainment realm, especially with some of the vintage cars that you have. And, you know, restored. I mean, this is not a museum of what we call a state of arrested decay. I love that word. No, actually, I hate that word. we had the opportunity with Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance to have a meeting there before you started. And just a great turnout. And we had somebody was curating there. It was probably your predecessor. And we couldn't get the people out of there. I mean, because every car has a story, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And that's what we want to really, where we want to really shine. We want to make sure that the stories of these vehicles live on in our future generations, because it's not just about the vehicle itself. It's about the designers of the vehicle. It's about the innovation that was occurring around that time. It's also about what was happening in our world when these cars were on the road. And those are parts of history that we don't want to lose. And we really want to make sure that we are continuing that and furthering that interest in innovation, history for our future generations.
Yes. And the cool thing is, with the incoming president, the gasoline engine won't necessarily end up in your museum exclusively.
Correct.
Right? But it's okay. Sometime we will call the first electric car, and I think there are some really early versions of electric cars out there before they were mass produced. I don't know if you have one of those, but you know, I recently visited Pima Community College in their car maintenance area, which is, you know, they train technicians there at, while you're attending this school in the downtown location. And I asked them the question. I said, now, can you show me the cars that your students learn inside and out? You know, they take them apart, they put them back together. And it was really interesting what they told me. And I don't know if I can completely remember, but certainly they have a gasoline engine. But they have one with that thing called a carburetor. You remember that?
I do remember
days?
Those.
I think all the cars that you have carburetors, not fuel injection systems or computer controlled, whatever. But they also have one electric car. I think it might be a Prius, but I'm not sure. And a truck. Okay, you got to have a truck,
right?
Okay, you know, because there's, you know, obviously we are. If you go out on the road here in Tucson, you're going to see a lot of trucks, a lot of white trucks, you know, a lot of big trucks. I mean, huge trucks that where you get the pass, you can get six people in the thing, and you know, so cars have, you know, gave us our freedom. You know, I was chomping at the bits even before I was 16 in order to get in that car. And it's just amazing when you hear folks that where there's very prolific mass transit, such as New York or Boston or something like that. And every occasionally I would go to a tourism conference and I would meet somebody that doesn't even have a driver's license. I said, how could you survive? What do you do on a, what do you do with a date? I mean, you know, obviously you've never been to a drive-in movie, you know, and all those things that we grew up and you know, and enjoyed. You couldn't have done it without a car.
Absolutely.
And I was fortunate enough in college, and I was kind of like one of the, because you couldn't have cars when you were a freshman, but in sophomore, you know, all the freshmen wanted to get rides from you. And I had a wonderful 1963 Ford Falcon convertible. It was built like a tank. It was one of the first, I think they called it unibody construction, where it's, I guess what that means is that the frame of the car is fused with the body of the car. Now, it ended up rusting out, and I remember the gentleman I sold it to, and I said, now, I want to make sure you understand that before you buy this car, that it's been around for a while, and salty environment, and you should get the unibody checked out occasionally, because the horror stories were that when things rust, look out.
Yeah, rust is not a good thing for a car.
And when you go to the Tucson Auto Museum, there is no rust on these cars, right? Okay. Well, we're going to be back. Matt is busy typing in the background there, and But we are going to be back in the second segment here in just a few moments, and we're going to hear a lot about the kinds of cars that are going to be at the brand new Tucson Auto Museum. This is Jump in Tucson. We'll be right back. Well, that is music to my ears, Roxanne. What do you think?
Oh, that's awesome.
We're really into gasoline cars here this morning, you know. Boy, you can see over 80 of them at the Tucson Auto Museum. Not right now, because they are took that Hidden Valley entertainment facility that a lot of our listeners used to go to, and they're transforming it into a beautiful, brand new, and actually designed for your visitor experience, because they're going to want to see cars. And what I liked about when I first visited with you was it's, yeah, sure, you can meander around and read the signs and stuff, but I loved the fact that we had a curated tour, and every car has some story. Now, some of them, you know, are more, you know, popular, like, you know, a car that may have been in a Hollywood movie, but some of them are just, you know, the story, you know, who bought it initially and how did it end up in the museum. And they're very interesting stories. And being a Rotarian, we have a huge classic car show every October. And we just completed one, of course, and over at the Gregory School. And it was absolutely a spectacular weather, and 400 cars. Certainly, a lot of cars were from Southern Arizona and Arizona, but there were a lot of cars from out of state that they actually drive here. Some of them drive, I should say, mm-hmm. and some of them are on trailers. But I think I saw, you know, if I remember right, during the, I guess what you call the load-in or whatever you call it, at when you get the cars and you position them.
Yeah, that's the load-in.
The load-in. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, I don't think any cars were trailered in except for a couple of the show cars. It was pretty much the folks keep these cars running. And I understand that not every car runs at the Tucson Auto Museum, but you do a really good job to try to keep them all running.
Absolutely. And Tom, as you know, we had three cars in that classic car show,
yeah.
the Tucson Classics
car
show. And we drove two of the cars over. One of the cars we trailered. And the reason we trailered it is because it is a one of one. We have a car that is a prototype of a car that never went to production. And it is gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. It is a 1947 Curtis Omohundro Comet. And it's got a fabulous story behind it. We trailered it over just because we didn't want it to have the wear and tear from the roads. Because as you know, our roads in Tucson are not always the best. So we trailered it over to the parking lot and then drove it into place into where the car show was. And it got a lot of interest, a lot of looks. People were like, "I've never seen one of these before." We said that's because it's the only one.
I mean, that's got to be an auto museum's dream when you have cars that there's only one.
Exactly.
And you know, we're really fortunate here because of the number of car enthusiasts, and there's car shows, you know, year round here. You go over to the Gaslight Theater on the east side of town, and I think it's every Friday night there's some kind of a little car show going on. And of course, the Rotary, as a big fundraising outfit, with their car show, bring their new Corvette around to a lot of these car shows. I think we even go up, if I recall, up north in Arizona, and there's a big car show up there, and we bring our Corvette and, you know, entice people to buy a $10 ticket in order to win the Corvette. And, you know, I think the Corvette, the lady that won the Corvette this year only bought one ticket at that car show up north. And fortunate for someone else, she decided to take the $40,000 and gave the car back to us. And then we sell it to some other lucky person.
Nice.
Because the cars that we find that we give away are obviously museum ready or mint condition or whatever the right word. And they obviously run. You know, I mean, you see the famous pest control company.
Truly Nolan.
Yes.
Yes. We just did their car show this last weekend.
Yes. It was last Saturday. Yeah.
Yep.
And they're annual. And that's why I think we keep the car enthusiasts, spunk alive, the spark, I should say. And then if you combine them and you put them in an environment, so you can even visit it during the summer.
Right.
We a lot of us have memories of Hidden Valley. I think just the fact that that with the location you pick, there'll be this, wanting to go down memory lane of all of the wonderful times we had at Hidden Valley. But then when you walk in through the door, you're going to have a car that you or type of car that you drove when you were a teenager.
Well, let me tell you, Tom. So it was an iconic restaurant when it was the Hidden Valley Inn. And whenever I talk to people and tell them where we're going to be located, they just immediately go back to that time and share memories of when them and their families would go there. So we're really excited about the location. And one reason we're really excited about it is because many people never knew where we are currently, which is on Cherry Street off of 22nd. We're not currently open because we are in the process of the move. but people have said we are a hidden gem. We've been a hidden gem for a few years now. Moving up to Hidden Valley on Sabino Canyon is going to really let people know where we are. They'll be able to find us. They'll be able to come and enjoy. And, you know, our collection consists of about 80 cars that are classic and vintage from all over the world. And they're very interesting. Some of them have a lot of history. They all have a story of some sort. As you said, some of them are movie cars. There's just a variety to enjoy in the museum. And, you know, you mentioned electric cars. And, of course, with electric cars also, there are hybrid cars. We have a lot of hybrid cars, but they're a different type of hybrid car. It's the old term hybrid.
I can't wait to hear this story. I don't know. You didn't tell me you were going to tell me this. So
well, you wanted me to have a little,
yes,
a little gym, so here you go.
Secret one.
So before electric cars, hybrid cars, a hybrid car was a car that has like maybe an Italian design with an American engine in it. And so we have a lot of vehicles that are built like that. And they're very interesting. They're fun. They've got great stories. And so they're definitely worth coming to see. We also have some fun movie cars, like I said. We have a DeLorean. We have two Batmobiles. We have a replica of the original with the Adam West show. And then we have the Batmobile from the Michael Keaton movie.
Ah, I see. You know, having worked at Six Flags and we had a Batman stunt show, I bet you maybe that car probably could have been at a Six Flags park.
Because, it could have been, and possibly our Bat Cave.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We have a Bat Cave.
Okay.
So we have a whole Bat section that's going to be very exciting and fun to come and
with
see.
With the computers and all, what from the movie. Okay. So movie sets also in
movie
the Tucson
sets. There
Auto
you
Museum.
Go.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I remember the Batmobiles, and they've, you know, there was what was the name of that car that used to talk?
Oh, Kit.
Kit. Do you have a Kit car?
We do not have a Kit car.
All right,
car.
Well, that'll be on your must-find list because, you know, when they had these shows, there was more than one car.
Right.
You know, whether it be the General Lee or... You know,
we do have the Mannix car.
Okay.
Do you remember Mannix?
Yes, I know. I remember Mannix.
We have that car.
Matter of fact, that's on TV right now with all of these nostalgia stations
right.
That are out there. Well, we're going to be back, and there's a lot more to talk about. We're here with Roxanne Holly, the executive director of the Tucson Auto Museum, and we're learning all kinds of things, what a hybrid car used to be. So stay tuned. We'll be back. This is Jump In Tucson. Well, we're back, and I just gave you a little extra time to listen to these great car songs. Thank you, Matt, for doing your due diligence and having a little bit of fun with cars. And we're here. This is Jump In Tucson, and we're brought to you by Visit Tucson and Dr. Ackerley, who will be here Friday and Mondays at 9 o'clock as well with special guests. Our special guest today is Roxanne Holly. She's the executive director of the Tucson Auto Museum, or I should say, soon to be the brand new Tucson Auto Museum. That's going to be located in the old Hidden Valley Restaurant and entertainment, because it was really lively entertainment. Now, here's something that maybe you thought of, or maybe you didn't think of, I don't remember if let me step back here. So part of Hidden Valley was their miniature collection of all kinds of things. I don't remember if they had a miniature collection of automobiles.
I don't recall either.
We need to get somebody to maybe call in and Matt, let's do something here, and you can give away a couple tickets for the grand opening, you think?
Sure.
Okay. Matt, let's do something here. Kind of off script. I'll let you guys give the number, but the first person that can call us at to tell us a little bit about, and just briefly, the miniature collection that was at Hidden Valley, we're going to put you on the air, Matt, so you might have to ask these folks, do they know anything about the miniature collection, and then they give you four or five or six things. That's the person we want to get on the air. And you're also, if you're lucky enough to get on the air, because we'll be around for another 20 minutes or so, we're going to give you two tickets to their grand opening sometime in January. And that'll be, there'll be things going on not only inside the museum, but there'll be things going on in the parking lot, because they not only got a great new facility, they got a great parking lot. And we'll talk about a little bit about some of the things that are going to go on in that parking lot. So, Matt, let me turn it quickly over to you.
The caller has to has some recollections about the miniature collection that was at the Hidden Valley Inn.
Yes.
So, and you can win two tickets to the grand opening of the Tucson Auto Museum, which is going to move into the old Hidden Valley Inn site. And if you want to participate and potentially win a pair of tickets, give me a call, 520-790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Okay. So Matt's going to kind of question you a little bit, because we want to make sure the person that we get on the air has a pretty good understanding of what the collections are. But more importantly, what we are curious about, was there any kind of miniature collection of automobiles? And not wagons, that's another museum, but gasoline-driven, I guess they can be driven by different things. Weren't there steam cars and things like that before the gasoline engine was invented?
Well, you're going back a little far for me.
Me too. I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was. You know, we'll have to check the History Channel on that one.
Something I'd like to share with folks, though, Tom, is that we are going to do a little nod to the Hidden Valley Inn restaurant in the new museum.
That's great.
When
Fantastic.
We open up. So we will have a little memorabilia from that restaurant. When you walk in the door, there's going to be some, and then also throughout the museum, we were able to get our hands on some of the materials that were used in the restaurant itself, and so we've repurposed those around the restaurant and have them on display so people can have those memories as they're walking through the facility. So
that fantastic job there for all of us to remember some of the wonderful things that we certainly had seen, you know, at the Hidden Valley restaurant and entertainment facility. And wouldn't, I think it would be a real hoot if they did have a miniature collection of automobiles. And maybe they want to put them on display. You know, who knows, okay? So, but, you know, other than the cars within the museum, you got some other things that are going to be planned throughout the year.
We do, Tom. We have actually a couple of other pieces that are we're really excited about. One is our pavilion. So we have a pavilion that is going to accommodate about 80 to 120 people for people who want to have events at the museum, and we are already scheduling events there. People are already renting the room out for events that they're having in 2025. So that's really awesome and exciting. And another thing we're excited about is that we will have a broadcast/podcast studio right there in the museum. And again, we already have people calling us to rent that as well.
Well, you're going to have to reserve at least a space for me.
That's right.
And Matt.
That's right.
You know.
You'll definitely have to come out.
You're on, man. We'll go up there and do that.
That would be great. We're ready, you know.
Right?
Cars and radio equipment. I'm a happy guy.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, you got to be a little bit creative. I mean, obviously, the primary reason why they're going to come is to see things they can't see really anywhere else. And, you know, one of the things in the break I'd asked you, are there any new cars that you are close to that you can tell us that might be coming to the collection?
Well, right now, Tom, we have pretty much a full boat.
Okay.
So with the 80 vehicles that we currently have on loan to the museum, we're full. What we are looking to do in the future is maybe do some swap outs. We'd like to have some dynamic exhibits, rotating exhibits. We've had people already ask us about having a car in the museum. So that's definitely going to be something in our future, probably in the short future. Right now, our main focus is let's get over there, let's get set up so people can come in and enjoy these vehicles.
Absolutely. And we talked about there's two other auto museums here in town, and you all work together.
Absolutely. You know, we're thinking that Tucson is really just going to become a classic vehicle hub. Right, so we now have three auto museums. We have the Franklin, which houses just Franklins. We have the Rolling Through Time, which does pretty much anything with wheels. And then we have the Tucson Auto Museum, which is classic and vintage autos from all over the world. So they're all a little different. And yes, we look at ourselves as more of an enclave than competitive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the reason why you're a member of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, because there isn't any big shot in
the club. That's right.
Everybody is equal, even. We promote everybody in the same way. And maybe there's a combo pass. I know the Tucson Botanical Gardens, Antona Chul, and other botanical gardens have been, you know, kind of sort of talking about, well, let's do a tour of the botanical gardens. Well, certainly I think, especially tourists that come into town,
mm-hmm,
and they're car enthusiasts, why not have a combo ticket where you get to go to all of those
museums? This is
museums.
The third conversation that I've had with folks, other museums as well as just other just folks in the community, about doing some park pass type of thing or something like that. So I'll be talking with Visit Tucson and see what we can't put together for folks.
No, I think that would be fantastic. Yep. And of course, you are in the Tucson Attractions Passport. And I got to get a little bit of a shameless plug for that vehicle. That the new digital version is out now on TucsonAttractions.com. But there is a brand new annual, we call it, paper book, the original book of fun. We just finished the design, the development. It took a little bit longer than we normally do, just because there's going to be 148 pages of things to do experiences in Tucson, Southern Arizona, a few little Arizona attractions sprinkled in. A lot of the Southern Arizona attractions have sister attractions like the Arizona Historical Museum or the Arizona Theater Company have attractions located in somewhere in central or in northern Arizona. So we want to certainly give them a plug as well, but you'll be in the book. You have been in the book, and
yes.
It's a great savings book. We don't call it a discount book because these aren't $1, $2 kind of things. These are really wonderful reasons to come, and if you haven't been there, give it a try, or if you were there 3 years ago, you certainly want to come back.
Absolutely.
To the new Auto Museum. These special events are very important to museums because they generally expose folks maybe that they wouldn't necessarily come or they don't know anything about you. And then all of a sudden they get invited to an event and lo and behold, there's 80 cars there.
Right. We've had a lot of that. And certainly if people are coming that haven't been to the museum even in 2 years, they're going to see some different cars.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And we had talked about a lot of them, you're not going to be able to start up the car. I don't know whether you do what we used to do at Pima Air and Space, where occasionally we had a special event where you could actually sit in the cockpit. Not suggesting if you're not doing that already to do it, but sometimes they want to open the hood, they want to open the door, the trunk. They want to see things that maybe people don't normally see in a, oh my God, don't touch it, a strategy. So I know you're already doing a lot of curation, but occasionally you may have to open that hood, right, or that door or...
Yes, and some of the vehicles we absolutely can do that with.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's really nice when you get a curated tour because we have some wonderful, wonderful docents that all have different stories about different cars. And so that makes it really unique when people come to visit.
Well, we'll be back with our last segment to wrap this up. And thanks to Roxanne, who's from the Tucson Auto Museum. And we're going to talk a little bit, how do you get more information, especially when is it going to open? This is Jump in Tucson. Well, we're back. And Matt, thank you so much for all those wonderful memories, hearing those songs about cars. And that's what we've been doing tonight, today, I should say. We've been talking about cars and the new Tucson Auto Museum that's opening up sometime soon in January. So I know people are going to be wondering when this grand opening is going to open, Roxanne. So tell us a little bit about, in the short time that we have, how do we keep in touch with you? Do you have a newsletter, brand new website, and some of the ticket information?
Well, Tom, that is the million-dollar question of the year. Everyone is asking, and we are anxiously awaiting, too. Currently, we're looking at late January for an opening date. That's still not confirmed yet, but that is kind of our schedule is that we're working off of. We are updating people in our monthly newsletter. So if you're not already getting our newsletter, you can go to our website at www.tucsonautomuseum.org and sign up for the newsletter where we will give updates. And we will also do an email blast as soon as we do have a firm date for our opening, as well as information on our grand opening plans.
Yeah, and we're going to be waiting and anticipating. And any car shows you're doing between now and the opening?
Yes, we have one coming up in next weekend, the 23rd. There is the Southern Arizona Children's Advocacy Center is doing a balloon fest out at the Rito Racetrack.
Yes.
Along with that will be a car show, and we will be entering there, so we will be there with our car.
Yeah, I heard about that obviously New Mexico has a huge balloon festival, much
yes,
like New Orleans has a huge jazz festival. So some of those popular activities, they're coming to Tucson, and Balloon Festival is going to be super. I know Rito Park very well because of the racetrack and big infield there and soccer fields. And I can't wait for that. And I'm really glad to hear that there's going to be a car show there as well.
Yes, absolutely. They're looking to have 40 vehicles there in the car show. And the last count, I think they had about half of that. But still, 20, 30 cars will be out there. And Tucson Auto Museum will be one of them.
Yeah, and I was glad to hear you mentioned you had three cars at the Rotary Car Classic Car Show. That's mm-hmm. every October. And I think there was a Franklin there. If I recall correctly, one anyway, and I think you mentioned that you're working with Franklin Museum and that third museum. Can you tell us the name of that third museum again?
Rolling Through Time.
Rolling Through Times. Okay, I have not been there.
It's a very interesting museum. They have a lot of different things. They pretty much do anything with wheels.
Okay.
So it's a quite different experience.
So you'll see probably something from the 1800s there, wagon.
Yes.
You know, which is good because we are good friends at the Wagon and History Museum. You know, anytime you can talk about the Old West here in Tucson, it's a great great place to go. To go visit.
It's on Park near Irvington.
Okay, great. Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So give us the website one last time. And, are you having any volunteer? That's a good question. It just came up in my mind. Is that being a 501c3, will there be any opportunity for volunteers?
Absolutely. We currently have about 10 volunteers. We need more.
Okay.
We have volunteers that do... they do the guided tours. They're docents. We have volunteers who work with the who like to kind of tweak on the cars a little bit. So they work with our mechanic. We have volunteers who work at the front desk taking admissions. They'll be working in the gift shop. So we have a variety of opportunities for volunteerism. And if anyone is interested in volunteering, again, they can go to our website at www.tucsonautomuseum.org and go to volunteer, and they can fill out that quick little couple of questions, a couple of pieces of information that will come straight to me, and I will reach out to them, and we can move forward from there.
Well, thank you very much, Roxanne, for being with me for this morning, and we get to learn all about the 80 or so different cars that are going to be relocated to the brand new Tucson Auto Museum, opening sometime in late January. But I know it's in writing that you're going to try to beat that and go more mid-January if you possibly can.
The sooner the better.
We got to hurry up those construction guys to make
That's
sure
right.
they're doing whatever it takes. You need some passports to send. Let me know.
All right. We might have to take you up on that.
All right. Well, absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Well, thank you so much.
And, of course, you all can make us both happy when it comes to January. And do you have any annual passes? I forgot to ask you.
We will be putting together an annual pass.
Okay.
Currently, we have our admissions are going to be, general admission is going to be $14. We have a senior and veterans price of $12. And then we will have children under 12 will be $9.
Fantastic. So this is Tucson. I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new show. Thanks to our friends from Visit Tucson for helping put this show on the air. See you later, Roxanne. Take care.
Thank you, Tom. Bye.